Welcome to AFTD's podcast series. For more information, please visit our website at www.astd.org. This is the feature article of the July 2009 issue of Learning Executives Briefing. Leaders as Teachers, 6 Strategic Business Benefits. Leaders who serve as teachers, coaches, and mentors are increasingly valued in contemporary businesses, government, human service, and not-for-profit organizations. By Ed Bedoff. Important opportunities exist for organizations to more fully utilize the experience, expertise, and wisdom of their leaders and senior professionals. How can we realize the value of the leaders as teachers approach? Many organizations use some form of the leaders as teachers approach as part of their training and learning. Utilization of leaders as teachers can take many forms. Whether deployed on a small or large scale, there are 6 primary benefits that organizations derive when leaders serve as teachers, coaches, and mentors. They help drive business results, stimulate the learning and development of leaders and associates, improve the leadership skills of those who teach, strengthen the organizational culture and communications, promote positive business and organizational change, and reduce costs by leveraging top talent. In this first part of a 2-part series, we will examine the first 3 benefits. Help drive business results. The first reason to implement a leaders as teachers approach is that it drives businesses and organizational results by ensuring strategic business alignment between senior business leaders and the programs and services provided by the learning function. In today's business environment, all learning programs and resources should support business strategy and goals. In strongly aligned organizations, senior leaders work with the leaders of the learning function to oversee the learning curricula and provide strategic business perspectives during a collaborative planning process at both the governance and programmatic levels. The organization as a whole benefits tremendously from this close working relationship because it enables healthy and proactive interplay between the company's key executives and its learning leaders. New level of senior level involvement. A leaders as teachers program that is aligned with strategic business and organizational goals serves as a type of organizational insurance policy for leaders who teach. Leaders are confident that the content they teach and the sessions they facilitate are vetted by senior leaders who are part of the teaching and learning process. Moreover, the leaders know that the overall curricula and specific program content they teach reflects the most current and anticipated business realities and culture of the organization. Other alignment. General managers and functional and geographic leaders typically have the responsibility to create business plans, set key priorities, and to deliver on those plans. Teaching offers the opportunity to communicate and engage others in these plans. Leaders can communicate their reasoning for decisions and assumptions for success. These interactions are highly conducive to productive dialogue and reality testing. Stimulate the learning and development of leaders and associates. The second reason to implement a leaders as teachers approach is that it serves as a catalyst for the learning and development of the leaders and associates who participate as students in leader-led programs. This dynamic occurs in 3 ways: role modeling, creating a safe environment for feedback, and building networks. Role modeling. One of the most meaningful ways learners experience what is really important in the organization is through role modeling by their leaders. Imagine your CEO, presidents of global or national businesses, and functional leaders teaching principles of leadership or company strategy. What if a broad range of leaders were facilitating classes on diversity and inclusion, coaching, and selecting the best? Or, what if your financial leaders in many countries were teaching a program on finance for non-financial managers? Or, what if your manufacturing and continuous improvement process leaders were also the teachers and facilitators of programs designed to drive quality and productivity in those areas? The impressions made and lessons learned in teaching learning scenarios such as these are very important. Program participants who work in companies where leaders teach have a high likelihood of understanding what is regarded as important, as well as what is valued and important and what is not. They have the benefit of positive role models inside and outside of the classroom, creating a safe environment for feedback. Learners have opportunities to practice skills and behaviors in safe environments and get feedback from leader, teachers, and peers before trying to implement them in their real work settings. In learning situations such as these, participants gain valuable feedback and new ideas when they interact with company leaders. There are many advantages when leaders teach institutional knowledge, cultural expectations, and skills expected of managers, leaders, and associates. Leaders are able to try out the uncomfortable and hear different perspectives. Ideas can be tested. Skills can be practiced. When leaders teach in these situations, they are able to provide points of view and observations that have inherent value. Building networks. Learners have an opportunity to build important networks with leaders who can be resources for helping them to perform their roles more effectively once the class has ended. It is not uncommon for post-class interaction and follow-up between students and leaders who teach. This is one of the additional ways to foster the type of coaching culture that so many organizations seek. Learners have opportunities to make positive impressions on those leaders who teach and who are also heavily involved in talent and succession planning for their respective teams and organizations. Conversely, leader teachers have opportunities to be talent scouts while teaching those whom they know, as well as other learners whom they may not have previously met. Reverse talent scouts. Learners also have opportunities to do reverse talent scouting of leader teachers whom they might later ask to become mentors or, when the timing is right, for whom they might seek opportunities for new roles in their respective teams and organizations. When leaders teach, learners also gain a different kind of developmental experience by taking the first steps to become leader teachers themselves, learning from leaders who teach. Improve the leadership skills of those who teach. The third reason to implement a leaders as teachers approach is the value it has for the leaders who teach. Leaders as teachers must hone and polish the way they articulate ideas, strategies, and values and be able to discuss how to grow a business, exceed customer expectations, achieve one's potential, work at very high levels, gain the values and ethics essential for success, understand the role that teaching, coaching, or mentoring has in bringing out the best in others, use courage and fierce resolve to achieve goals, and use humility when working with others. The leaders as teachers model has desired behaviors. Many leader teachers report that they are better able to model their desired leadership behaviors in their full-time role as a result of their preparation to teach and then actually teaching. When leaders prepare to teach, they learn the content of the program or the leadership, management, or technical concepts that underlie the program. Leaders as teachers also move out of their comfort zone. Job challenges of different types, sizes, shapes, and intensities are the genetic material that enable leaders to learn, grow, change, and develop. Teaching, for many leaders, is a very significant job challenge. It requires many leaders to step out of their comfort zone and to work across the grain of what they do best and most frequently. Sometimes, leader teachers have to teach or facilitate in content areas that are new, different, or even uncomfortable and strange for them. These experiences stimulate learning and development. They frequently need to handle issues that arise in class with which they may not be comfortable and for which they may not have any time to prepare. They have to be firm in their convictions as well as agile in their thinking and even spontaneous, depending on what presents itself in the classroom. Dealing with unpredictable questions, concerns, and issues helps teach important leadership lessons and skills. These types of teaching assignments that are out of their comfort zone are inherently developmental. Leader teachers also see new viewpoints. They often hear ideas and perspectives from other leader teachers and also students that they would otherwise never have heard about, but that provide a preview of something that is on the corporate horizon. By temporarily entering a different aspect of the organizational environment, in this case through the classroom, different relationships are formed and different viewpoints are experienced. Leaders as teachers encourage self-improvement. Leaders regularly report that they feel a strong responsibility to model in the roles what they teach in the classroom. Whether it is a sense of responsibility, personal learning, pride, or even guilt, leader teachers and the teams they lead benefit by tightening any gap between what they say and teach and what they do in their real roles. Consistently, leader teachers report that they do not like the dissonance of saying and teaching one thing and doing something else. So almost all remove the dissonance by continuing to teach, but also by improving how they perform day to day. Leaders as teachers expand social networks. It is particularly important that leader teachers have built-in opportunities to expand their internal informational and social networks by teaching others and by co-teaching with other leaders. Finally, leaders as teachers increase the potential to assume future leadership roles. When leaders co-teach with executives who have very considerable experience and responsibilities, they have natural opportunities to be more visible than they would otherwise, to interact with and also be viewed as valuable potential talent for the executives' organizations. Part 2 will appear in the next issue of Learning Executives Briefing. This article was excerpted from the ASTD Press book, Leaders as Teachers, Unlocking the Teaching Potential of Your Company's Best and Brightest, by Ed Bedoff, former Vice President of Talent Management and CLO at Becton, Dickinson & Company, and a Senior Fellow and Academic Director of Wharton Executive Education's Executive Program in Work-Based Learning Leadership, EBETOF, at gse.upenn.edu. The proceeding has been excerpted from Learning Executives Briefing, a monthly publication of the American Society for Training and Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.astd.org. LX Briefing's editor is Rex Davenport. LX Briefing's managing editor is Paula Ketter. Music by Incompetech. And I am your host, Juana Lorenz.